Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are wondering about something really important. They're noticing that when they read stories with their 4 or 5 year old, their child sometimes doesn't quite understand why the characters feel certain ways. And I want you to know something right from the start. If this sounds familiar, you are not alone, and your child is developing beautifully. Let me share something wonderful with you. What you're seeing isn't a problem at all. It's actually your child's brain growing in the most amazing way. Between ages 3 and 5, children are developing something called theory of mind. That's a fancy way of saying they're learning to understand that other people have different thoughts, feelings, and perspectives from their own. And this is huge. This is one of the most important developmental milestones of early childhood. Think about it this way. For the first few years of life, your little one experienced the world mostly from their own perspective. Everything was about what they could see, what they could feel, what they wanted. And that's exactly how it should be. But now, around age 4 or 5, their brain is starting to make these incredible connections. They're beginning to realize that the character in the story might feel sad for reasons that are different from why they would feel sad. They're starting to understand that someone else's experience might be completely different from their own. The research on this is so beautiful. Dr. Natalia Kusarkova from University College London explains that storybooks are actually one of the best tools for helping children develop this cognitive empathy. When you read together and talk about how characters feel, you're giving your child's brain exactly the practice it needs to grow these skills. Every time you ask, "How do you think this character feels?" or "Why do you think they're sad?" you're helping build those neural pathways that support emotional understanding. And here's something else that's really important to know. The conversations you have during story time matter so much. Research shows that parent-child conversational turns during book reading actually predict language development and emotional understanding. So when you pause to talk about feelings, when you wonder together about why a character made a certain choice, when you connect the story to your child's own experiences, you're doing exactly what they need. Now, I know sometimes it can feel frustrating when you're trying to help your child understand a story and they just don't seem to get it. Maybe you're reading about a character who's feeling lonely and your child says, "But why?" Or maybe they can't quite grasp why the character in the story is scared of something that doesn't scare them. And in those moments, it's so easy to worry. Is my child developing okay? Should they understand this by now? Let me tell you what the magic book whispers to me about this. Your child is learning one of life's most complex skills, understanding that other minds work differently than their own. This takes time. It takes practice. It takes gentle guidance from someone who loves them, someone exactly like you. And the beautiful thing is, every single time you read together and talk about feelings, you're providing that guidance. Here are some wonderful ways you can support this learning. First, when you're reading together, pause at moments when characters show strong emotions. You might say something like, "Look at this character's face. What do you notice?" Help your child connect the visual cues, like facial expressions or body language, to the emotions the character might be feeling. Second, ask open-ended questions that invite your child to think about the character's perspective. Instead of asking, "Is this character sad?" you might ask, "How do you think this character is feeling right now?" And then, this is the magic part, ask why. What happened in the story that might have made them feel this way? These questions help your child practice the skill of connecting events to emotions. Third, and this is so important, connect the story to your child's own experiences. You might say, "Remember when you felt worried about starting preschool? I wonder if this character feels the same way about their first day." When you make these connections, you're helping your child use their own emotional experiences as a bridge to understanding others. And fourth, be patient with the process. If your child doesn't understand right away, that's okay. You can gently explain. You might say, "I think this character feels sad because their friend moved away." Have you ever missed someone? How did that feel? You're teaching them the vocabulary of emotions and showing them how to think about other people's feelings. Now, let me tell you about a story that can really help with this. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful tale called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard. In this story, Ethan and Sophia visit a magical advocacy center with Grandpa Ravi, and something wonderful happens. Their worried feelings actually bloom into solution flowers. Can you imagine? What makes this story so special for helping children understand emotions is that it shows feelings in a concrete, visible way. When Ethan and Sophia express their worries and those worries transform into flowers, children can see the process of emotional expression and understanding. The story demonstrates that when we share our feelings, others can hear them, understand them, and help us find solutions. After you read this story with your child, you can have such rich conversations. You might ask, how do you think Ethan felt when his worries turned into flowers? What does that teach us about sharing our feelings? Can you show me what Ethan's face might have looked like when he was worried? These questions help your child practice the very skills you're nurturing, identifying emotions, understanding their causes, and recognizing how feelings can change. The Magic Book also reminds me that children learn emotional understanding at different paces, and that's perfectly normal. Some four-year-olds might grasp complex emotions quickly, while others need more time and practice. Both paths are beautiful. Both are exactly right for that child. Your job isn't to rush this development. Your job is to provide a safe, loving space where your child can explore feelings through stories, ask questions, and gradually build their understanding. And here's something else that's really encouraging. Research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children shows that children with higher emotional intelligence, which includes understanding emotions in themselves and others, are better able to pay attention, more engaged in learning, and have more positive relationships. So every conversation you have about story characters' feelings is actually supporting your child's success in so many areas of life. I also want you to know that this skill of understanding emotions in stories directly translates to understanding emotions in real life. When your child learns to recognize that a character feels sad because they lost their favorite toy, they're also learning to recognize when their friend at preschool feels sad for the same reason. When they practice thinking about why a character made a certain choice, they're building the foundation for empathy, for kindness, for all those beautiful qualities we hope to see in our children. So if your little one is still learning to understand why characters feel certain ways, celebrate that learning. Every question they ask, every time they look confused about a character's emotions, that's their brain actively working to build these new skills. And with your patient guidance, with rich conversations during story time, with stories like The Center Where Hearts Are Heard that make emotions visible and understandable, they will get there. The Magic Book and I believe in you, wonderful parent. We believe in your child. This journey of emotional understanding is one of the most beautiful parts of growing up, and you're providing exactly the support your child needs. Keep reading together. Keep talking about feelings. Keep asking those wonderful questions, and trust that your child's brain is developing exactly as it should. You can find The Center Where Hearts Are Heard and so many other stories that support emotional learning in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to help children understand themselves and others better. Thank you for being here today, for caring so deeply about your child's development, and for giving them the gift of stories and conversation. You're doing something truly wonderful. With love and starlight, Inara.